Officials here are not joining United Nations and International Red Cross officials in criticizing Israel's handling of its so-called humanitarian corridor into Gaza, but they say the United States is pressing Israel diplomatically to expand the timing and scope of what it says will be three-hour humanitarian ceasefires every other day. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood said the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza has been a key issue for Secretary Rice, along with ceasefire efforts in diplomacy this week on the sidelines of the UN Security Council in New York.
One of the other things the Secretary is working very hard on is to try to, with her counterparts, to build on that humanitarian corridor that the Israelis agreed to open. We think it needs to be opened further. We think the hours need to be increased. This is something we're working with the Israelis and others on. Again, I remind you, it is a conflict zone. It's a very difficult situation. We obviously believe the humanitarian situation to be a dire one.
Rice went to New York Tuesday for what were to have been several hours of diplomatic consultations on the Gaza crisis, but she has remained there in intensive talks with Arab and European counterparts on what the United States hopes will be UN action for a durable and sustained ceasefire. Spokesman Wood said a successful outcome would not necessarily involve a formal Security Council resolution.
It could be that we are able to reach some kind of an agreement on a resolution. Don't know. Could be a presidential statement. We're obviously supporting the Mubarak initiative. But what I'm saying to you is that it really doesn't matter what form it comes in. What's important here is that we bring about an effective solution to ending this conflict.
U.S. officials have said any measure restoring a Gaza truce should end Hamas rocket firing into Israel, deal with weapons smuggling to Hamas through tunnels from Egypt, and reopen access to Gaza from Israel and Egypt to address humanitarian needs and revive the area's economy. Wood said in addition to her New York meetings, Rice has had at least 10 telephone conversations in the last 24 hours with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Foreign Minister Zippy Livni, and had discussed, among other things, rocket firing early Thursday from Lebanon into northern Israel. Wood condemned the rocketing and said Israel, which reportedly responded with some mortar fire, had shown restraint thus far. David Gollis, VOA News, the State Department.